The mother of the British attacker Khalid Masood, who killed four people on the streets of London last week, has expressed her anguish about her son's actions. London police have revealed more chilling details of the mere 82 seconds it took Khalid Masood to massively alter the course of so many lives. Driving at more than 120 kilometers per hour as he crossed Westminster Bridge, he killed three pedestrians and injured dozens more. He then fatally stabbed a police officer before being shot dead. Self-proclaimed Islamic State militants say Khalid Masood carried out the attack on their behalf. But Chief Constable John Butcher from Bedfordshire Police says there's no evidence to support that claim.
He's not a soldier. I would more describe him as somebody who's been exploited and a man who is clearly a lone actor who's come up from the basement, so to speak, to commit a murderous and cowardly attack.
Police also say there's no evidence the 52-year-old was radicalized while in prison in 2003 or that he was a threat to national security prior to the attack. But they have revealed that Masood had driven around the area in his hire car beforehand, possibly on some sort of reconnaissance mission, and that he had also used the encrypted messaging service, WhatsApp, just minutes before he began mowing down pedestrians. Danny Smith is a father of two who was viciously attacked by Masood 15 years ago during an altercation at a pub. He says, based on his experience, Masood should never have been released from prison.
And he just pulled the knife out. And he sort of flinched to see what my reaction would be. I didn't flinch. I just stood there. I thought, sure, he ain't going to stab me for this. And then he just full-on punched me, stabbed me straight in the face.
Among those killed in the Westminster attack was American tourist Kurt Cottrain, who was visiting London with his wife, Melissa. She suffered multiple injuries and remains in hospital. Her brother Clint Payne, together with other family members, have thanked the public for its support.
This has been a humbling and difficult experience, but we felt the love of so many people during these past several days. It's been a tender experience for our family to be together with Melissa here. Her health is steadily improving, and she has been strengthened by the presence of her family.
Khalid Masood's mother, Janet Ajao, has since released a statement condemning her son's actions. She says she has shed many tears for the people caught up in what she calls this horrendous incident. The statement reads, "I do not condone his actions nor support the beliefs he held that led him to committing this atrocity."